Yesterday we were looking at the book of Galatians, and specifically we were looking at Galatians chapter 5. These familiar verses that we see in Galatians chapter 5, verse number 22 and 23, these are the verses that talk to us about the fruit of the Spirit. We talked about how the Spirit of God dwells within our spirits because of the work of Jesus Christ, His sacrificial work. When we accept that sacrificial work, when we accept the fact that He took our punishment in our place, that He died for us and then rose again to defeat the hold of sin and death. When we accept that sacrifice that Jesus made for us, then we have His Spirit dwelling in our spirit. And since His Spirit is in us, we then have that choice, that determination to either walk in the Spirit, in the things of the Spirit, or to walk in the things of the flesh, to walk in self, to walk in the carnal. And we can easily tell by looking at our own evidence of our own lives or looking at others. You can look at me and you can tell if I'm walking in the Spirit or not, because I'm either going to be giving evidence, the fruit of my actions in my life is going to be the fruit of carnality, which is talked about in verses 19, 20, and 21, or it's going to be the fruit of the Spirit. Because if the Spirit is in me, the Spirit's in you if you know Jesus Christ. Now, if I'm operating in the Spirit and allowing the Spirit to move through me, my focus is on the Spirit and not on the things of the world, then I'm going to get the fruit of the Spirit. And the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such things there is no law. Now, that's what we looked at yesterday. And when Paul says against such things there is no law, the reason he brings that up is because if you read those verses in context, at the end of Galatians chapter 4 and into Galatians chapter 5, you can see that what Paul is teaching us, as he was teaching the Galatians and still teaching us yet today, Paul was trying to make sure that there was not, that the Galatians did not put themselves back in bondage by going back to the law, by living under the law. The law was instituted because that was the covenant that God had in the Old Testament. It was the best that could be done until such time as Christ came. And then when Christ came and He brought with Him the new covenant, the full covenant, the new covenant in His blood, this is the superior covenant, and so we don't want to live under the old covenant. The old covenant of the law, the purpose of the law was to show us that it was impossible for man to live righteously by himself, that it was impossible to fulfill the law. So once, now by His grace and mercy and by faith of individuals who lived before Christ and before the new covenant in His blood, there was still a place for them until the time of Christ. Because of faith, they would be in Abraham's bosom after this life until such time as Christ came, and then they were set free also. So God is faithful in all things, and He's faithful to all who will trust in Him and trust in the Word. But it would be silly then to go back to the law and to the ways of the law and to trust in self or to trust in the flesh or to trust in the things of man as opposed to trusting in the things of God. That would be foolishness. And it brings bondage. And this is what Paul has been talking about. So at the end of Galatians chapter 4, Paul says, "For it is written that Abraham had two sons, one by a bondmaid and one by a free woman." So he's already establishing that the story of Abraham with both Ishmael and Isaac, you know, the story of those two, the story of one child coming through a slave and then being in slavery and bondage, and one coming through the promise. Isaac came through the promise that was given to Abraham. And so one is in bondage, the other is in freedom. And he's drawing a comparison and letting us know that there's freedom in Jesus Christ. There is liberty and freedom in Jesus Christ. And there's bondage in the flesh. And we need to be aware of that and see that, because Paul wanted to make sure that the Galatians and that you and I today are not living in bondage, not living in slavery. "But whereas the child of the slave woman was born according to the flesh and had an ordinary birth, the son of the free woman was born in fulfillment of the promise." Now, all of this is an allegory. Paul is saying, listen, this is a illustration. It's a demonstration. It is to show you a truth that you can apply to your life. This is an allegory. These two women represent two covenants. One covenant originated from Mount Sinai, where the law was. So one covenant's the old covenant. It's the law. And the other one And bears children destined for slavery. That's Hagar. So he's saying that, the one covenant represents the old covenant. The one woman, the one child represents the old covenant, the law. And it represents slavery. If I live by the law, if I live by putting my trust in myself, in flesh, in my own abilities, if I live thinking that I can make myself worthy and I can somehow live my life righteously, if I'm putting my trust in the flesh, I've put myself into bondage and slavery. There's only two choices, slavery or freedom. Now the flesh says, well, that freedom comes from trusting yourself. The flesh and the world says, well, don't put yourself under restrictions of the Word of God or the Bible. That is bondage. That is a lie of the enemy. Now, that makes sense to the natural mind, and that's why you see so many people in the world rejecting the Word of God, because they want license to sin. They don't want someone to say that this is sin and this is not. They don't want someone to say that if you're doing this, this is sin. To them, that is bondage. The foolishness of that decision is the sin then that they feel they are free then to act in sin, the foolishness is that sin puts them into a bondage, a far worse bondage than they could ever have thought or imagined. Sin always exacts a greater toll than we ever think. When you contemplate sin and you make the choice to do sin, sin always demands more than the person was ever thought or willing to give, or thought he'd have to sacrifice. Sin takes us to places that we never intended to go, that we never thought we would. That's what sin does, and that's why sin is that bondage. Sin leads to that bondage. And sin comes from the mindset that trusts in self instead of trusting in Jesus Christ. So he goes on to say that now Hagar stands for Mount Sinai in Arabia, and she corresponds to and belongs to the same category with the present Jerusalem. So Paul is saying that, look, Jerusalem is still trying to live by the law. And so they are living by the bondage that had come through Hagar. Hagar represents the bondage of trusting in self, the bondage of the law. But now the law has been fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And now because Jesus fulfilled the law, the law is not what we live in. We now live in the grace and the mercy, the new covenant. We don't live under the old covenant. We live under the new covenant, which supersedes the old covenant. But he says, but Jerusalem above. So now he's talking about, he had said, present-day Jerusalem, and the Jews were at that time still living in the flesh. They were still living under the law, still believing that it was up to them to live right and righteously. And in that righteousness, they would then be worthy of God. It's trusting in the flesh. That was what Jerusalem was. And you know what? That is still the way that the world is today. It's trusting in flesh. Today, you can either trust in your flesh, in your ability, in your wisdom, in the things of the natural. You can put your trust in the things of this world and in the natural. But that's choosing to live under the law. It's rejecting the greater gift that's given, the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. You're choosing the flesh over the spiritual. So the world today still chooses and lives in the flesh, trusting in themselves, just as Jerusalem did. But Paul said, but the Jerusalem above. In other words, God had something better for Jerusalem. God had something better for the Jews. God has something better for you and I than living and trusting in ourselves. And he says that this messianic kingdom of Christ is free. And she is our mother. He is saying that Jesus, through Jesus Christ, we have freedom and liberty. What is it we're going to choose? So then we get into chapter 5 of Galatians. And as he's talking about the difference, chapter 4 ends with this verse in verse number 31. So brethren, we who are born again. So this is talking about you as a believer in Jesus Christ. We who are born again are not children of the slave woman, the natural, as it says in the Amplified Bible, but of the free, the supernatural. Let me read that to you again. Paul is saying, and take this to heart, this is you. So brethren, we who are born again are not children of the slave woman, the natural, but of the free, the supernatural. You, as a born-again child of God, you, as one who has accepted the sacrificial work of Jesus Christ, you are born not of bondage. You are not a child of slavery or bondage any longer. You're not a child. You are not bound or in slavery or in bondage to anything. Not to alcohol, not to drugs, not to sexual immorality, not to pornography. Nothing. Whatever it is that you feel, doubts, fears, whatever it is that you feel has you in bondage, you are not a child of the slave woman. You're not a child of the natural. You are not a child of bondage. You are a child of the free in Jesus Christ, the supernatural. So don't just believe for it. Don't just accept or don't just live in the natural. We need to live, know, and expect that we are children of the supernatural. As born again, this is Galatians chapter 4, verse number 31. This is Jesus speaking to you through Paul. So, brethren, put your own name there. So, Todd, put your name there. So, we who are born again are not children of the slave woman, the natural. I am not bound by the things of this natural world. I'm not bound by the things of the natural realm. I'm not bound by these things. I'm not limited by the things of the natural. So if I am requiring finances, if I am requiring, and there's many of you that today are facing the need, you need finances. Don't look to the flesh. Don't look to the natural. Don't look to man. Don't look to your own abilities, your own resources. Take your eyes off of the world right now and look to Jesus Christ. Listen, there are some of you right now that you are desperately in need of finances. Hear what Jesus is saying to you through Paul. So, brethren, again, put your name there. We who are born again are not children of the slave woman, the natural. You are not a child of the natural. You are not in bondage to that financial need. We are not children of the slave woman, the natural, but of the free, the supernatural. You are a child of the supernatural. So look to Jesus and look to Him and thank Him. Even before you see it done, know that it is done. It's reality in the natural, in the supernatural realm. And as you thank Him and praise Him for that, as you thank Him and say, thank you, Jesus, I can't even see where those finances are going to come from, but I thank You because I know You've made provision for me. Thank You, Jesus. And thank Him. And then be at peace today in His perfect peace, which we talked about last week. Be then in His perfect peace, knowing that you are not a child of the natural and you're not in bondage to the things of this world. You're not in bondage to finances, but you are a child of the free, the supernatural. You have the supernatural. This is who you are in Jesus Christ. And then Jesus says, and then Paul says, In Galatians chapter 5, verse number 1. In this freedom, Christ has made us free and completely liberated. See yourself as free. You're free from the bondages of sickness. You're free from the bondages of whatever you feel is binding you up today. You're not a child of slavery, of the natural, of this natural realm. You're a child of the Spirit. You're a child of the free. You're a child of the supernatural. This freedom, Christ has made us free. In this freedom, which He's just talked about, Jesus has made us free and completely liberated us. Stand fast then, and do not be hampered, held, ensnared, or submit again to the yoke of slavery which you have once put off. Don't put your trust in the natural. Don't put your trust in men. Don't put your trust in self. You are free and in Jesus. Put your trust in Him. Put your trust in what He's done for you.